right, welcome back to the TFD podcast. I'm Jack Doherty, Senior Performance Dietitian at TFD. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, Chef Mario. How are you, sir? I think the last time I saw you was in Melbourne about 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for what fight week was that? UFC?
Was it UFC?
I don't know what.
Melbourne or Auckland or both of them, I think. That was a long
time. I think Auckland was the last one we saw each other at.
Yeah, it was very much before the COVID times. Well,
yep.
I'm very excited to have you on today and discuss a bit of a project that we're working on, which is basically the overview is kind of like a bit of a teaser, is like cooking for combat sports. But specifically what we'll talk about today is a bit of that, but more so what we're really excited to release with yourself is a fight week cookbook. So before we kind of delve into the details, I just want to hand the mic over to you, Mario, and just give us a background about yourself, your time as a chef, and more importantly, like your time as cooking for professional fighters.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's always good to be back in the TFD world and be talking to the TFD audience. And my background is in culinary nutrition. I've been cooking for the last, 13 years. And throughout this time, you know, life took me in paths that I didn't think I was going to take. Growing up, I was a soccer player and a track athlete, but never did I think I was going to find a specialty within the combat sports world. After college, I have a lot of restaurant experience, including Michelin experience. The last job before the job that I'm in right now wasn't a two-star Michelin restaurant in Los Angeles, California. And throughout this entire, these 13 years, I've also dabbled within the sports nutrition world, and more than dabbled, I've been very present within it, cooking for NFL combine athletes, high school athletes, semi-pro and pro within any in all leagues, including the UFC. So I'm currently the sports performance chef for Trifecta. Trifecta Nutrition is one of the largest meal delivery companies within the United States. And I take care of sort of the macro and ingredient compliance aspect of things. So a lot of operational research and development aspect of things that have to do with the promise of the macros of all of our meal plans. But at the same token, I've also taken care of not only the flavor and nutrition performance of the side of the business, but also the sports performance side of the business, right? And that that has come with meeting incredible people like you, like Jordy, like all the UFC nutrition and the UFC PI people that we used to work in the past with Trifecta together. So I was able to travel throughout the world and cook for a lot of the top athletes in the world, collaborate with top people like you guys. So that's Mario in a nutshell, you know. And over the last, I started my experience within the combat or weight class sports cooking for the Cornell wrestling team. I did that right out of college, my first year out of college, and that was an incredible experience and really got to understand what the culinary nutrition aspect of that world implied. And over the years, as I was involved further with the UFC, and collaborated with dietitians like Charles and Clint from the UFC, I was able to grow that and develop that and further understand it. So that's what's led us here today. Over the span of 2 years, I was able to develop quite a bit of a beautiful program with the UFC and for the UFC. And since then, I've been just dealing with Trifecta mainly. But that has led us to, you know, being here today and creating this cookbook that we can release to everyone, a free cookbook of recipes that have been trial and tested during fight weeks and that athletes have actually loved and that hit the nutrition philosophy that not only the TFD team, but the UFCPI and many other professional dietitians abide by for fight week, the nutrition aspect of things.
Yeah, I think that's why we're so excited about this. I think that, you know, it's one thing to make a recipe or someone to be kind of like a chef or a cook in this world, but your unique experience in being able to deliver, you know, fight week meals that are delicious. You know, I remember the fight weeks we've worked together, you know, you create delicious sauces, delicious meals that follow the guidelines where we speak about the low sodium, the low fiber, low carbohydrates and stuff like that. And it's just so unique that your experience throughout being a chef at the Michelin star, you know, working with athletes from different sports, but specifically working with combat sport athletes alongside ourselves, the great dietitians at the UFC PI, and, you know, working with directly, be able to create these meals that are just delicious, but also, you know, again, reflect what the requirements are. And that's so unique. That's what we're so pumped about having you on there, because I think me and Joy speak about this all the time, especially with all my clients, is that, you know, fight week isn't obviously, you know, the greatest time for a lot of people. It's very, you know, physically, mentally draining. And to be able to have delicious food whilst cutting out certain, you know, certain things, like obviously sometimes we're reducing carbohydrates and sodium, can kind of be tasteless. But I think that your ability to make this food enjoyable is such a great thing for our athletes and for people in general, because they can enjoy the fight week, kind of get through that thing and have these delicious foods that also serve a purpose. Because I remember we had a lot of discussions about some of the sauces you created. It was like a beetroot based sauce, which had the nitrates in it, which we speak about a lot. We've spoken about a lot of posts about ours, about the benefits of certain food items. So I think that's what's really good. But I'll kind of let you talk about, like, kind of your thought processes and how you kind of cultivated or created this kind of fight week book.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, throughout the experience of experiencing fight weeks and seeing how the normalcy of the food was very bland, plain food, as a chef, like that like stirred something in me, and I was like, this can't be how are people eating so plainly? And then when I understood the requirements of a high fat diet, high protein diet, low sodium, low carb, low fiber, you know, there are ways of creating a lot of flavor, providing a lot of flavor without having to use salt, without having to use, you know, sugars and whatnot. And that's by using fresh herbs, using spices, using oils, because in essence, fat is very flavorful, right? Oils, nuts and seeds, and of course, acids like vinegars and lemon and lime juice. So all of those combinations of ingredients, which when you cook them in certain ways, when you roast them, for example, when you roast or toast the nuts, when you roast the red bell peppers and tomatoes and then puree it, and most of the fiber is completely eliminated and is made into a sauce, there's a lot of flavor there, right? And so it was a combination of sort that came about and being in the field and cooking for athletes and experiencing what they were experiencing, and saying, well, this can be different, let's make something different. And that's how all this came about. And the beautiful thing is that, you know, the secret in essence to the success that I had was with the food was that sauces are conduits of two things: first, flavor, and second, the nutrition aspect of things that we preach. And so by adding a sauce, I would even add a third aspect to it. A sauce is also what creates the essence of a dish, right? Because chicken, broccoli, and rice can be chicken, broccoli, and rice, or it can be teriyaki chicken, broccoli, and rice, or it can be barbecue chicken, rice. And by just changing that one item, the sauce, the essence of the entire dish changes. So we started making a lot of recipes that were, you know, low fiber, high fat, using all these oils, all these vinegars, all this flavorful stuff. And every single meal had a different flavor profile that we were giving the athletes, and the athletes started to love it. And then we started using fats like nuts and seeds as garnishes, and that gave a little bit of crunch factor, you know. So that's exactly what we've done, and I've pretty much distilled all of this into five really exciting recipes in our book, along with two spice mixes that can be used to season all the proteins or anything else that you're using. There's an all-purpose, and then there's like an umami forward seasoning mix. And then there's two very tasty snacks in the book that we've used throughout 5 weeks and have seen a lot of success. So that's really the essence of what is in this ebook. So we're super excited about it.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to, like, you know, to say that we can enjoy food on fight week. I think, you know, if you're following Jordy at the moment, he's in New York with Israel and the CKB guys, and just, you know, he's, you know, using some of the principles and some of the recipes you've given him to kind of to use on these guys. And you can just see the difference in terms of, like, the enjoyment of the food. The guys are posting it, they're happy, they're smiling. And I think a lot of people think that fight week is all about suffering and stuff like that. But our job is, like, you know, as a chef, as a dietitian, is to make this process of fight week, you know, as easy as possible, as stress-free as possible, but enjoyable. I think that's what we, you know, I think in all facets of nutrition now, people are scared about enjoying food because they think, you know, if it's enjoyable, it's somehow bad. And we're kind of trying to flip the script on that, trying to talk about the fact that we can enjoy the food. It's still going to, again, reflect the principles and the effectiveness of helping with the fight week. But also, yeah, just bringing some enjoyment. Because like I said, like me and Geordie, as a lot of people were saying, have cooked, you know, in small hotel rooms and just seen the difference between what the athlete has done before and then the simplicity of what we bring in these things. We obviously wouldn't have a kitchen the most times. To see the joy and the kind of satisfaction you see from these athletes in these small changes, and to be able to offer something like this with your expertise, I just think is just going to be a game changer for a lot of people.
Yeah. And that's the goal, right? I think you hit it right, the nail right on the head. Like we as professionals get to develop resources so that people can use them to make their own fight week, or so that their team can help make the athlete's fight week much more enjoyable. Because it's already stressful. You're already like losing weight and not eating carbs and not eating sodium. Like there's all these things that the athlete needs to do, media, so on and so forth. So let's make it a little bit more enjoyable. So again, going back to the why, you know, as a professional, I was like, well, we can make this so much better. And we did. So I'm happy that we can finally put it out there. Be like, here's the resource, please have it and enjoy and put it to use.
Yeah, 100%. As one other thing, like I just want to give our listeners a bit of a teaser for what we have coming up collectively. As I mentioned before, we do have a Cooking for Combat Sports kind of course coming out. And I just wanted to, like, you just from your perspective, just give our listeners just a little bit of a teaser. What's to come probably the next, probably, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. So we are super excited to also present this new course where we will be teaching how to pretty much cook, how to develop techniques, basic techniques of cooking to have a better relationship with the kitchen and how to make better food. And this is the base that anybody can use, especially combat athletes, to make the fight week food, to make the fight camp food so much tastier and better. And of course, keep it safe as well, right? So we're going to go over safety, both kitchen, knife, and food safety basics. We're going to go over cookery basics and techniques. This should be like the base to help people become better at cooking and enjoy food a lot better. So I'm super excited about it. It's like every time I see the content of the course, I can't wait to release it. But you know, the goal is to release it in the next couple of months. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And if you download the ebook, we will be letting you know when this is coming.
Yeah, perfect. Because I think that, again, there's certain little things like you said, like food safety, a lot of people don't know about, like basic techniques. And when I say about a lot of people, like to a lot of my clients, that if you can enjoy your food during fight camp and fight week, both of them, you're less likely to feel like you're missing out on something or feel like you need to have moments where, oh, I'm really craving this. Because if you can make the food enjoyable, if you can make the food, you know, delicious, then you're likely to stick to that kind of plan, not just in that kind of time frame, but year round. Obviously, you know, be flexible and stuff like that. But I think that what you're offering is so vital and something that just not many people know about. Again, like, you know, how many times have you seen people leave like chicken out all day and then they will start cooking it, or just the basic stuff that we know as professionals, but a lot of people don't know. Techniques about how to cut an onion, the basics that can make or break a dish that you're offering is so exciting. I think that it's going to be such a great tool for fighters and just for everyone, really. But we wanted to keep this podcast nice and short. Thank you so much for coming on and giving the listeners a bit of a teaser for what's to come. Very excited about what's going to happen. And do you have any like final words for us?
Yeah, no, just again, thank you for having me. I'm excited to provide all this value to the listeners, viewers. And, you know, cooking good food doesn't really take a lot. It's just learning the basic techniques of it. So we're excited to provide all of that. And hopefully the ebook that we have is also going to help you guys quite a bit. So again, Jack, thank you so much for having me today.
No worries. So we've got a lot of things to come, guys. So stay tuned. We'll have all the, you know, updates and information via the Instagram, our Facebooks and stuff like that. But also, if you want to go to Jordan's profile on Instagram, you can download the ebook Save with Mario. So definitely check that out and let us know what you guys think. But again, thank you so much, Mario, and I'll hopefully see you in a few months in Perth.
Absolutely. I think we're going to make that happen.
Perfect, brother. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Take care. Thank you.
And there it is, another episode of the TFD Performance Podcast. If you like this episode and you enjoy our content, then you will absolutely love our new TFD Performance Hub. Our first course on the Hub is the Performance Nutrition for BJJ course, which is perfect for grapplers looking to master their nutrition. And if you follow the link in the description, you can even snag 40% off that course. This podcast will be available through the podcast app, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and if you follow along our socials at @fight_dietitian, you can see all the best bits from our podcast episode. Thanks for listening in, and I'll see you guys for the next episode of the TFD Performance.